procedural stuff. Jim, do you want to, is there anything you wanted to say starting out?
No, go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you. Okay, well, I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission, and please go ahead and start the, I know we're recording the meeting, but the recorder for minutes if you haven't done so. And we want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Hurricane Research Advisory Committee of January 28th. And I want to remind folks to please keep yourself muted when you're not speaking. Be aware of background noises. If you are on a phone, don't put yourself on hold, because if you do, then we'll have to disconnect you because your background music will play. Please wait to you're called upon to speak. And each time you do speak, please identify yourselves. And committee members, when making motions, please identify yourself for the motion and the second by name. And any other time anybody speaks would be helpful. All right. Well, those are procedural. Let's make sure we have a quorum first. Commissioner Schock, Chairman Schock.
Yes, I'm here.
Very good. Sergio Escunce.
Yes, I'm here.
Joe Belcher.
Here.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Okay. Ann Cope?
I'm here.
Okay. Mark Mickelson?
Here.
Craig Perino?
Here.
Bud Plushich?
Here.
Angela Shadle? Angela, are you on?
Here.
Okay. Commissioner Schiffer, Brad?
I'm on.
Jeffrey Schnellman?
Here.
Vince Seha?
Here.
And Commissioner Swope, Brian? I see Brian there, so I'm going to mark. I know Brian's had some audio troubles, so I'm going to mark Brian as present.
Yes, God, my bud.
So we have 13 of 13 members.
If I'm here, I had to call in. My computer wasn't working, so I just called in as well.
Okay, great. Thanks, Brian. So we have all 13 members present, so that's good. Obviously, we have a quorum. So the first order of business is to review today's agenda. Today is kind of a organizational and meeting and sort of laying out the schedule for next year, but primarily we'll talk about the work plan and the various components of that and the stages in the process for identifying, reviewing, and approving, recommending approval of research projects to the commission at their June meeting. And then we'll discuss the procurement process for state agencies with the Florida Building Commission on how that would work. And I'm not sure whether Justin or Tom will probably review that with y'all. Take any general public comment and, you know, talk about the next meeting where we'll start getting into the more substantive aspects of your work for this year on research projects. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted and just described by name, please?
Motion to approve.
I have a motion from Belcher. Who made the second? I think Vince Seha did.
Vince. Yes, sir.
All right. Motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
It's unanimous. All right. You received the October 2nd, 2020 minutes. They were posted to this website, to the agenda. Does anybody have any revisions or additions? If not, is there a motion to accept the minutes as they were posted?
Michelson moved to approve.
Okay. Vince Seha second.
Michelson and Seha, respectively, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. And I neglected to say that we have, you know, our staff, Tom Campbell, Mo Madani, Justin Vogel, Chris Powell, and Jim Hammers on online as well. All righty, then let's go ahead and jump into it. Mo, I'm going to turn it over to you. You can take a stroll through the work plan, please.
Good morning. This is Mo Madani. Today, mainly as Jeff stated, the purpose of this meeting is to go over the work plan for the research projects that to be funded under fiscal year 2021-2022 for the purpose of mainly pointing out or identification of research projects that is essential to hurricane protection and for possible funding. And as you see in the work plan, which is we have discussed before, it starts with definitions of two aspects of research that we can do under this research program. One is the actual technical research, and another one is the technical enrichment. Majority of the work that we have done throughout the years fall under the technical research definition, which is as defined here, an important and necessary endeavor that aimed at studying specific code-related issues, topics, for the purpose of providing solution to a specific problem or a future code changes directed at improving the implementation and enforcement of the FPC. The issue to be researched must be fully understood, i.e., with a clear purpose of doing the research goal, clearly defined with a specific scope of work, approach, and within budget. The other type of research that we can fund is what we call technical enrichment. As defined here, is an important and necessary endeavor that is aimed at evaluating complex related code issues, topics for the purpose of providing educational clarification, experience, or alternative solution directed at improving the implementation and enforcement of the FPC. Method of delivery for these matters is through workshop, technical advisory committee meetings with specific participation of experts in subject area of concern. I recall internal technical enrichment, we have done one project was long a while ago that dealt with Florida accessibility, and as it relates to vertical accessibility to all levels for stadium seating. At that time, we were receiving a large number of waivers for vertical accessibility to stadium seating, and a lot of confusion about how to go about providing a waiver or a solution. So we decided at that point that we need to put together a charrette where we invited TAC members, architects, experts in the field who sat down and came up with guidelines or solutions that for to be considered by the Accessibility Advisory Council in addressing waivers. And that worked at that time. So it's mainly for providing is sometimes educational or a clarification or options for consideration. In terms of funding a project under this program, you see we have a criteria for funding. First, we want to make sure that the project that we want to fund meet the definition of research and technical enrichment. Second, it should be within the scope of hurricane resistant research, water and wind resistance. As you recall, 2 years ago, we were funding different types of projects for different areas of the subject of the codes. Now we're limiting the research program to mainly water and wind resistance type of project. Also, we do focus on research project that's urgent, needed to support the 2020 for the building code or for the development of the 2023 FPC. There's a note here that a project proposal required for support of implementation of enforcement of the 2020 FPC and or development of the 2023 FPC will be funded by the commission and will not be included in the prioritization ranking exercise. As you recall, under this current funding, we did fund the projects for the evaluation of the cost impact and benefits of the 2021 IBC, the deletion of the earthquake and snow provisions, comparisons of the 7 addition for the building energy conservation with the IEC 2021. So those are projects that are specific to the development of the 2023 FPC. So those normally would go to the commission for approval and will not be part of the prioritization ranking for the under this work plan. In terms of the research work plan, there I have mainly made an modification to the work plan based on comments and concerns raised by you during the prior meetings. As you see now, for January 1, 2021, we are meeting now and hope that the final or the outcome of this meeting is the approval of the work plan. Then, as you see, we have added an item which is instead of really going directly to the research, you know, projects and scope of work and all that. We are going to start first by reviewing topics, research topics, that, you know, interest the group or any members of the committee would like to see that be considered for research during this year program. So we have mainly time frame here between 1/29/2021 to March 1, 2021, you as a committee member or any interest in individual, they have the opportunity to propose or submit to staff, which is me, a research topic that they would like to be included as part of the this year research program. However, we would like to see that when you submit a research topic, that you provide a statement or the definition of the problem to be researched. We need to understand, first of all, you know, what is really we're trying to research, why we need to research it, and provide also specific documentation, if available, whether it's prior research or data collected, maybe through damage assessment, to show that we have a problem and sure it needs to be resolved without really going into something that is not defined. So this is the first step, you know, which is mainly for those research topics to be submitted. And by March 5th, 2021, staff will compile all the list of research topics that submitted, and we make those available to everybody, as well as to the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee for review. And March 15, 2021, we'll hold a meeting for the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee. The purpose of the meeting is to review and discuss proposed research topic and make determination regarding which research topic meets the criteria for funding. As you see, we have outlined the criteria for funding. So you will be reviewing those the list of the hurricane research topics and pointing out which ones would mainly meet the criteria for funding. This is the first step. So you decide which topics you want to fund. Then after you decide that, then we expect that the proponents of a specific research topic, that they will go and mainly put together a scope of work for those research topics that deemed by the hurricane research advisory committee to meet the criteria for funding. And we, in terms of the scope of work, we look for that that the following items be included in that scope of work. First, an introduction, a summary statement outlining the main purpose of the research project. Specific tasks to be performed. In addition to the specific task, the objective of each task. Then the research approach to be performed for each task. Also, we look for the staffing. Who's going to do the work? And we look for principal investigators that is from the state university system of Florida. We do have a very well-staffed and research institutions in the state of Florida, University of Florida. We have FIU and other universities that they have the capability to do the research. So we look that, so you as a proponent, if the committee decides that, yeah, your topics would meet the funding criteria for this program, then we expect for you to go into discussion with a PI, a principal investigator, who have the research understanding and capability to do the work, to outline the scope of work, and then submit that to us by April 30, 2021. In addition to the staffing, we look also for a reasonable projected budget for the research project and outline also the deliverables, whether the interim, what will be in the interim report and what will be in the final report. After that, then May 18, 2021, the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee will meet again to consider and recommend list of research projects for consideration by the Commission. So at that point, you will mainly review the scope of works that's submitted for those research projects that is felt like would satisfy the funding criteria and prioritize them for the Commission consideration at the June 8, 2021 meeting. So the Commission at that point will discuss at the June meeting, June 8, will discuss and decide on a recommended list of research projects from you. June to July 2020, mainly staff would draft contract for research and implementation. August 2021, we start the contract and we look for a year, mainly time frame for the contract. Funding is contingent upon budget appropriation and must be spent within the fiscal year. We look for to the research project to be completed by June 15, as noted here, 2022. Any question about the work plan?
I'll deal with the question.
Go ahead, get up.
I'm just curious, Mo, is there a requirement in statute or rule that says the project has to be done with the Florida State University? I can recall a number of years ago we did a study on the use of plywood for protection of openings. We had a that was requested by, initiated by IHPA, the request, the National Hurricane Protection Association. We had a very high-level testing lab that had given us a price, a nationally recognized testing lab. And when we submitted the project to the commission, it was agreed to do it, but they wanted to go to the university. And my point is that it was like, by going through the university system, the price went up at least, it was considerably more. It was more than double, it was more than triple. And I'm wondering if there aren't some other sources we can perhaps bring into some of this research, or is there a rule that says we have to do it through the state university?
We have an agenda item next after this, and I think staff can then describe the procurement process, and that would be a good time to discuss this further, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine with me. Thank you. I didn't know when to bring it up.
Hey, Joe, I just wanted to say something here. When we say a principal investigator from a university, that does not prevent the university or the principal investigator to do collaboration efforts with a private entity to do the work. We have done that a number of projects where the principal investigator is a university staff, and then we have a number of consultants involved in the project that's from the private consultants. We have done that, and so, but yeah, I just said we'll more discussion on this probably under the next item, agenda item.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay. Other questions or comments?
Yeah, Jeff, yes. This is Mark. I've got a question.
Sure, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, well, thanks for walking us through this. Just one question on the note on project proposals required for support of the implementation and enforcement of the 2020 FBC or the development of the 2023 FBC. Would any projects that fall into that category still be reviewed by this committee, even if they weren't to be ranked, or would this committee not be involved in any of those types of projects?
A lot of these projects are subject matter specific, and it goes to that specific technical advisory committee for review. So if it's really, for example, the cost impact evaluation, cost impact study for the evaluation of the additional cost to construction from the international 2021 international code changes, those the outcome of the study or it goes to each specific technical advisory committee with that specific area of responsibility. So the structural tack will get the structural part of it, and the plumbing will get the plumbing part of it. Same thing with the energy. If it's an energy project, it deals with looking at the cost effectiveness of the international code, energy conservation code changes, or comparing code changes and all that. That's really goes to the energy tax, but doesn't really come to you guys.
Got it. Thanks, Mo, for the clarification. And then one last thing. When will we know how much budget is allocated towards projects that this committee will review?
I think normally that's done at the time the commission take up the research project, which is at the June, if available, will be the June meeting. But then Tom also can add to that when we talk about the next step.
Great. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, any other questions or comments?
Yes, this is John Plissage with FEMA. Question for you. On the work plan, it has, for instance, on the 15th or by the 1st of March, soliciting research topics, including the following, or having submitted. So FEMA certainly, and we talked about this before, I think our Hurricane Michael Nat had multiple research topics that we recommended occur in that MAT report. But here it has, and you were speaking of the proponents would be the ones by the 30th of April to submit a scope of work. Is that something you were planning in this case? If we were to submit four or five recommendations for research, you'd be looking for FEMA to do that?
I envision, first of all, I don't want to take anything away from the proponent. So if you are a proponent of a specific research topic, sure, I think you'll have the opportunity. We're saying go ahead and engage in a discussion with a principal investigator in the field that you can work with and draft the scope of work. Another option, if the committee feels that, if you feel like, you know, you don't have the time or have you, staff, I don't have any problem of reaching out to a qualified research individual to see if they're willing to propose a scope of work and do the work. So either way, or you staff and, you know, can work on something and, you know, with, you know, coordinating with a specific university. But yeah, that's very kind of, it depends on what we're going to have before us as we reach that point and, you know, and the discussion is going to take place at that time.
Okay, thank you. I suspect because FEMA is not a research organization, so it would probably be better, and that's where I wanted to have this conversation to clarify, that we can certainly submit recommendations that we think would benefit Florida, but I suspect that it would probably be better for the commission to work through your contracts or through your PIs or your universities for them to submit a scope of work to in carrying out potentially the recommendations and how they would do that. And we can certainly be involved in them in the reviews of those materials or helping them develop those materials. But I do not see where we would be the primary driver for developing those documents.
So, Mo, if you don't mind, I wanted to bring up one point that I think is relevant to John's question. I think it's important that the committee understand, I'm losing my picture here, that there's a little variation in the process this time from previously. So the first step that Mo described, you know, very clearly was from tomorrow through March the 1st, is that we would ask for people like, for instance, you from FEMA could just submit the type of research project with a definition of the problem and any technical data to support it. That's not the scope of work. That's a second step that would be done after this first step. So the types of sort of topical issues that should be, that folks are recommending be researched are first submitted to the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee. And then during their March 15th meeting, they would review those and say, yes, this meets the requirements and this would be a good research project. Then the next step is for a proponent to submit a scope of work and to detail out working with a principal investigator. So if you have projects you think should be submitted, I would suggest that you submit those during this first step at least, which is with a clear definition of the problem, which shouldn't be that difficult to work to put together, and any technical information. You've got your MAT reports, that's technical information. And then the committee can decide whether they meet the requirements or not. And then the next step would be scope of work, PI, et cetera, as Mo described. So it's two steps. So the first step would be really important for, I think, FEMA to submit that part. And then, like Mo said, he could work with you or whomever to see if there's PIs who might be interested in taking it further.
Perfect. Now that works, and we can certainly do by the March 1st. We can provide that. We would not be the ones developing the scope of work at all. And I want to make sure everybody was clear on that. Where we would definitely be looking for you know, the commission to work with your contracts and your universities to be the one to develop that, although we could certainly be involved in helping or providing comments on their scope of work or their documents.
Sure. Okay, great, thanks. Anybody else have any questions or comments about the work plan?
I have one question. I'm not sure it's directly related. Jeff Stellman, sorry.
Sure, go ahead, Jeff.
The second to last item on here says funding is contingent upon budget appropriation, must be spent within the fiscal year. I recall at the end of last year, we had one of the research projects that was up against a deadline, and, you know, this is my words, we kind of forced it finished, and I'm not sure we got all the deliverables that were included on that. what is the process if the PI does not complete the project within that fiscal year? How do we deal with that?
We, so far, you know, throughout the process, always the work is complete by that time. However, sometime through the comments or the concern raised during the review of the final report, that could require that more work need to be done. And normally we, you know, we work with the BI to complete the work.
Tom, did you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Per the terms of our purchase orders, we are typically, or they do require that the work be done on June 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year. However, the way we word our purchase orders are that we can hold the payments back until all the deliverables meet the requirements of the contract manager, which then allows us to do what Mo just spoke about and ask them to make some adjustments or add some additional information in different places in the report prior to issuing the payment on the purchase order.
Tom, that's like a no-cost extension?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions or comments? All right, great. Tom, are you doing the next part of the agenda or on the procurement process?
All right, yeah, great. I'm going to talk about that. And Jim, if you could open up that link on the agenda, please. And if you could scroll down a little bit. Oh, you can stay on that first page. I just wanted you to bring down a little bit. So the research projects that the HREC's going to be approving are almost always at least CAT 2 projects, which means that they need to be competitively procured unless there is an exemption to the competitive procurement requirements. What I can say is if a project needs to be competitively procured, you can anticipate that it'll take the department about 6 months from the time the project is approved by the commission to make its way through that entire process and to be sent to the contractor to begin work. So it's a lengthy process that requires a lot of approvals, a lot of payment, a lot of paperwork, and just a lot of time to get done. But it's a necessary time to ensure that state funds are being expended appropriately. As Mo spoke about, in the past, we have typically used the universities in the state of Florida to do this work. And the reason why is governmental entities are awarding a contract to a governmental entity is one of the exemptions from the competitive procurement requirements. Jim, if you could scroll down a bit to the next highlight, it's down five or six pages because
it's on page four.
On page four.
Right there.
So right here is where the list starts of all the exemptions from the competitive procurement requirements. And then, Jim, if you scroll down a bit farther, we'll see that services or commodities provided by governmental entities, and that does include universities. And now, Jim, if you could go up to the top, please, or to the beginning of the document. And so, a governmental entity is not just restricted to a Florida university. It would be any college or university that meets the requirements in that definition there. But what I can say, or what I would add to that, is that historically we have used the universities in Florida, and I'd encourage anyone who's thinking about developing a project to do that as well, because I think it would streamline the approval process inside the department, inside of DBPR. All of these projects, once they're approved, go up from our office all the way to the secretary for sign off. And if they were to see some outside universities, I don't think it would make it an automatic no, but it might raise some red flags internally, which could result in us being asked to competitively procure the work in order to give the in-state folks an opportunity to bid on the work. So, does anybody have any questions on any of that? Because I don't want to do too deep of a dive into the procurement process, because I don't think anybody really wants to do that. So, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that anyone has.
Thanks, Tom. All right. Anybody have any questions or comments?
Go ahead.
Sure, Joe.
Just a comment. Thank you, Tom. That pretty much answered my question from earlier, and I just wanted to make that statement. Thank you.
Good.
I did have a generic question. This is John Plessage again. Were there any thoughts from the commission for working through your state and developing your contracts kind of with option years, to where you can do task orders, to where it's already, you already work out the contracting issues in advance, and you simply give option years. And in that way, you can more quickly step the 6-month process, down 2-3 years down the road, you might be able to do a task order. That's what FEMA does a lot of times, to where, and we have 1-year money too, but that's how we get around the 1-year money. I'm no contracting expert, but I know we do task orders and we have multi-year options. So I don't know if you've ever looked into that, but if you haven't, that might be an option which would be beneficial to you and the research that's done in the years to come, which would mean you would be able to then give a task order, and you'd be able to move out much more quickly than 6 months. So if you wanted to go down that road or potentially investigate that, we might be able to get into discussions or have you work with folks on our end to where of at least show you how we do it. You might be able to replicate that over in Florida.
That could definitely be something that we look at. And if the HRAC and the commission were to perhaps really narrow the topics that they want explored for the next 2 or 3 years, and we thought that might be a good explore those. That's something that I could speak to our procurement staff about.
Okay, great. Anybody else have any comments or questions? All right, thank you, Tom.
And Jeff, I know we had a question about budget. So the budget for these projects comes out of the commission's contracted services budget, which in a given year has about a little over $1 million in it. And a lot of that money is already spoken for by existing contracts that the commission has with its IT staff, our credit card processors, the Florida Administrative Register, and just various things. Then there's between about $400,000 and $500,000 that is set aside for these research projects. But that amount is then contingent on whether there's going to be holdbacks because of anticipated budget deficits or other priorities that may come up or that we might know about at the beginning of the fiscal year. By June, we should have at least a picture of what 21 and 22 is going to look like, but I can say that for this fiscal year that there has been holdbacks on our budget, and they're expecting that there will be holdbacks again for the next year as well. So just keep that in mind, and we'll keep that in mind when we look at the research for the projects once the scope of work come in as well. So.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Anybody else have any questions or comments regarding procurement, budget, et cetera? Okay, then I guess, is there any general public comment? Okay, so any committee member have any comments or staff? So I think the next steps, I think we're aware of, because Mo articulated the work plan, so, you know, our next meeting will be coming up, and let's see here. There we go. You know, between now and the first, research projects will be solicited, and then on the March 15th, we'll meet next to review those. That's our next plan between now and then, is the topical issues for selection with definition of the problem and the technical data that would support it, submitted by the date that is March the 1st, and then on the 15th, we'll meet again as a committee to review and discuss those. Okay, unless there's any other business, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Schock, would you adjourn us, sir?
This is Mo. Yes. We get a motion to approve the work plan?
Oh, yeah, thank you, Mo.
Thank you. Motion to approve the work plan as drafted.
Askun says second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Great, thanks. Go ahead, Jim.
Jeff, did you want to do a closing roll call?
I think you and staff had decided that there was no longer a need to do that, and we would start that immediately?
Yeah, I remembered. I didn't know if it was going to start immediately or with the next meeting. That's fine. With this type of system, it's pretty much the use online.
Maybe you go ahead and just let the committee know the decision, so that, and then you can do it if you want.
Okay, no, I just, we discussed it with staff about when we have these go-to-meeting meetings, the attendance is pretty much tracked on the platform, and so we thought there's not a necessary need for a closing roll call any longer. We were going to work that and see if that worked out okay. So that was the reason I asked the question, and so if there's no additional public comment, I believe we could stand adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Bye.